I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, people?
You're locked into the
2 Pro One Slow podcast. Brought to you by KexUnderwear.com. The best underwear in the action sport
back
game.
Back again, 2 days in a row. Both Dossers on the phone. Episode number still unsure.
It's 26 because I seen that you were editing episode 25 last night.
26.
I think.
Yeah, it probably is.
And only two were back for 2 days in a row. He couldn't be bothered yesterday.
No,
lack of effort, commitment.
Did you wear them awful trousers yesterday as well?
No, I had shorts on yesterday. Obviously, we're not going to turn up for a podcast with the same clothes on 2 days in a row, am I?
We wear them most of the week.
No. Well, that's not true, is it? How many times have you seen us wear these?
Like they've been worn a lot. Where'd you get them from? Secondhand shop?
It's actually the second time that they've been on in their life.
Is that the sort of material they are, then?
They're actually pyjamas.
Are they?
Hmm.
Well, they look it, yeah. It doesn't surprise me at all.
I think they're great, and your opinion makes no difference to my life.
Your vlog last night with the wildlife was great as well.
I still think it's great.
Moving on.
Stop trying to bring us down. Why are you being so mean to us?
Tommy's walked through the door.
Just because he's had a big offer this afternoon. He's walked in thinking he's the big man. He's made us wait.
I've literally been busy. You lot have been messing about all day. I've rode my bike, trained. I'll tell you my day. I got up. I rode Apex. Had a day and yesterday. And then I had a nap. And then I've had an hour cycle on my Peloton. Quickly had a wash and then come here.
I'll put it this way. Me and Bill, for the last 48 hours, I haven't had a chance to have a nap.
I've never had a chance to nap for the last 4 years.
Exactly. Of course you have. You make time.
To nap.
Recovery is key at my age.
Right then. So, how are we all? Everyone good?
Yeah, really good, yeah.
All right, Bill?
Oh, that's good. I'm pleased about that.
I actually haven't spoke with Bill. I just literally walked in here, so I've not seen you since South Africa or spoke to you or anything.
Are you happy that you're sat in that chair for a change?
I thought I'd give you a on the outside.
I forgot I'm in this chair. I did think it was a bit funny.
How does it feel?
Very fair.
Why don't you wear headphones?
Don't know.
He doesn't like to wear them for the Instagram clips. Thinks he looks a pleb.
No, I don't mind. I generally don't mind them.
I think it makes it
hear you now. So
yeah, but it's more cool, isn't it, with headphones? I like to hear myself through the headphones. I just sometimes sit and go la 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 la.
I wear them so I can just make sure that you two are talking.
Have you showed him your head? you've got a head pillow.
Yeah, this is revolutionary. Lynn was sat here before you arrived, and she said, "I said Ed complains I slouch because it means
no."
I
edited the podcast of him, and he's like this in the chair.
Because if you sit upright, see, you've got no neck support in your current position.
You're not sitting up now.
Yeah, I'm really comfortable now, though. This is game changing. Anyway, it was upstairs, and now it's great.
Right. Anyway, let's carry on. Let's start with. We've done Billy's injury in the last vlog, so you don't
so I've just got to sit here and listen to him talk shit for the next half an hour. But I will for the good of the podcast.
I said, if you're talking about his injury, I'm not going to come because he's just going to drag on.
I know we slagged you off last night for about 20 minutes.
How long did it last?
The podcast was an hour and 5 minutes, and 40 minutes of it was the injury, and then 20 was just...
That's not true.
No, it wasn't true.
It was a very good podcast. Ed even said this morning it's probably the best one he's ever edited.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Go on, Em.
Well, we said where we just got back from the vet designations. That just happened. Did you have a good weekend?
Generally, I've just been on the phone to Rob on the way here. And I said...
How have you managed to speak to him?
I bet he's just finished counting his money, has he now?
Yeah, I think he's still trying.
He's having a quick little
tea break. He says he'd had a nap as well. He says he's catching up on sleep. And I was going to say, I bet between sleep and counting dough, but he deserves it. The weekend was so...
It was sick, wasn't it?
So good. I said to him on the phone that it's probably the most fun weekend I've had this year. And I didn't even race, and I still reckon the same thing now.
Yeah, it was good luck. It was good crack.
Generally, very good crack. Two strokes.
Shame,
I don't know how.
Bill didn't come because he wanted too much money.
Yeah, Bill wanted Big Doe to come again. You should just get involved like me for these events and do it for the fans.
Fake news.
Went up to try and sell a bit of merch.
At no point did I get invited to this.
No, you did.
I was going to come on Saturday. And then you decided just to go try and sell a bit of the merch in the evening, Saturday night at Tong.
Yeah, I was going to... If there wasn't the Enduro event, I actually would have come to watch. But I was there for the good of my brand, Ride Nutrition.
You could have had a Ride Nutrition stand there in front of 22,000 people.
Yeah, but I could have. But it was my first one, and we didn't really know how it was going to go, what to do, what we needed, what we were supposed to do. So it was a nice... Actually, the whole day couldn't have went better, really, as to get you dipping the toe in the water.
Do you know what would be good next year at the vets is you pairing either Mel or Brad as the British team.
That would be good.
Probably Brad. Brad. Me and Brad.
I don't think we can have Bill Straight in the British team. That's bullshit. You don't deserve that. You've got to earn your right to get in the British team.
No problem.
To be fair, Mel Pocock, he's filled his shoes properly.
Mel was good, but Kurt Nichols, a legend. You can't just...
Yeah, true.
I actually spoke to Mel earlier today as well and about the team.
Oh, you've had a really busy day then, haven't you?
This is in between. I actually spoke to him while I was cycling. I was on an interval, on a recovery bit. And he's like, do you reckon I'll make the team next year? And I was like, well, you deserve your spot, 100%. But then you got Kurt Nichol. I think how it works is you have to have someone over 40. Is that correct or not?
I have no idea.
I think you can have, they changed it to 30 this year. You had to be over 30. And I think someone has to be over 40, but Brad is over 40. But then Kurt Nichol is a legend, and he's always done it. But I said, we got Kurt, he's always done it. I wouldn't even replace him. But he says he felt he's old now. I think Kurt told me, I was speaking to him at the weekend, I spoke to a lot of people. I think he told me he's 59. And he says he felt a little bit around that track, a little bit, I don't know what Mel said, out of his depth or something. I'm sure he wasn't out of his depth because he's a good rider, but he felt a little bit, it wasn't like Farley for him. Getting a bit older, big hills, and I think everyone's fast. Like
a bit skittery at the weekend. The track, it was a lot very dry in places, and then quite wet in the other places.
I think it was tough to ride. Sketch. I'd done a parade lap around, and I was like, "Whoa, this is tricky." Mm. Like, could catch you out, and it did catch a few people out.
Was there any big offs?
No,
I haven't seen any videos.
I didn't see
of
one ambulance.
Yeah, I think they did red flag one, and it took a while, but I don't know how bad it was.
Well, hopefully there was nothing bad. But overall, the weekend, I was so impressed with. Obviously, the weather helped because you couldn't have got better weather. But the way the event
brilliant.
Ran.
The whole thing was just brilliant.
It did
beer
look
tent
every,
on Friday night, beer tent Saturday night. Cancelled it Sunday because of a bit of fight on Saturday night.
Someone's nose got splashed across the wall.
I don't know what happened. But
I saw it all, but no comment.
Yeah, it was, other than that, it was...
You said it was the best thing you've seen all weekend.
Oh, I didn't see it. I was stood there, no but comment. I didn't see nothing happen. But can't say enough good things about the whole weekend. I would love to race it next year. Well, I am going to try.
What bike are you going to do it on?
I don't know yet. We'll see. We're going to build one up, start building one soon.
Are you going to be in there early so you're ready for it?
I think...
On the way out of the track, he went, let's get this thing built now so I can ride it for couple of months.
Oh, he's a full vets rider now. He's all in.
I think it's not easy. Like, obviously, you've got Mel, Brad, and Brad won the actual individual category, rode amazing all weekend. But I think what helps him, if he's good on them bikes anyway, he's raced it this year at the British Championship. He turns up ready.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he raced Canada Heights.
How did he?
Done really good on that because his bike was only a 96, I think.
I don't think you need a real mega fast bike. You just need one that runs clean, don't you?
Yeah, you need it to run clean.
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy to start fucking around with them too much.
Mate,
I can just imagine.
Saturday morning after the first practice, there was madness going on in the pits. People dremeling. Elliot Banks Brown basically had to rebuild his whole bike.
Rebuilt it in between, like engine to bits. So I guess they're easier to build than four stroke. But I think they've only got one piston in it, and the fourth has got two pistons. I think the key to it is to actually know your bike a little bit. I think it's hard to fly in or just get a bike and then go, right, put it all together and then just go to the event and expect it to run perfect. Mm-hmm. You have to jet it and whatever. And you can't beat those boys unless you go with a bike that you're comfortable on and good. So if I do it next year, I will do a bit of testing beforehand. I'm not just going to roll up.
Warm-up races? You're not going to show too much of your
No, I wouldn't want to show. I don't think I need to race it.
There'll be no vlogs on it. It'd just be secretly riding it.
Just lap times.
Well, if I do it...
Stopwatch should be...
I have no excuses to be up front. Like, the half the guys, or all of them that were up front, are retired riders. Brad retired last year. He's not been. He's done one race for a bit of fun in the British Championship. Mel retired three years ago. Villopoto's retired. Brownie retired 34 years ago.
Do you reckon you've been up the front?
Zach retired. Jake Nichols also retired this year, hadn't raced for 6 months. So it's one of those, I should be at the front because I'm still racing, but I think you just have to feel good on the bike. And if I do go, I would like to, I would like to try and race for the win. So, but more fun, isn't it, if you're up front? But
no, it was a good
crack. Other than that.
Great.
Good fun. What
would you do on Husky? I think that's the problem. Zach Osborne's bike.
Yeah, because that was one of the Italian Huskies.
Do you mean him or me?
Yeah, well, you're not going to race it.
Well,
he is going to do it. He's told me yesterday he's buying a bike. Yeah,
going to get now, to build four
he's,
bikes.
He's entering
would
it.
Would you do it?
Two for you.
He's
two
all in. He told us yesterday he wants to buy a bike immediately.
Did you?
Oh, I said I'd buy one, yeah, but I don't know about racing it.
That's bullshit. You said, I'm going to race that next year. I'm going to buy a bike and I'm going to race it.
Don't make out on that, Keen. I'm trying exact to like, words get the sponsors up. And
that'd be good.
No, I think I'd actually quite enjoy bike. Watching you race it. Yeah, because Zach's was one of the Italian Huskies, I think.
Zach's bike looked unreal. Every time you see it in the pics, you was like, wow, that's a piece of art. But
I think it was 125.
I think it was a little bit under power. Not by much. He seemed to get better and better throughout the weekend, but Zach only had a bit of time on it on one day. And I spoke to...
He rode a 125 against... 250s and 500s.
No, it's by no 125, you know.
I'm sure it was a 125.
I've seen a video of it. It definitely was no 125.
No.
I thought you said it was a 125.
250.
Did you not race a 125 as well? But the main one, the one he was riding at Mel's the day before was definitely not a 125.
No, it's 250.
Oh, I've got that
it
wrong.
It looked
then.
A bit like a 125. It was like small. It was full factory, Carl Nunn's bike, full factory from before. And I think he had someone else's, a 125 that was full factory as well. The bike... was unbelievable, but I think, although I did say to matey who built the bike and whose bike it was, the bike was a bit underpowered, and he
didn't agree.
He didn't agree. He said
his dyno in his garage says otherwise.
Nah,
it's not lost a beat.
It's the fastest on the track, and I'm like, and he says Zach's not changing it up enough. And I said it to Zach, and he's like, yeah. I think it was matey's pride and joy, which is. It should be because the bike was trick, but I'm sure it was a little bit underpowered. So you would definitely be underpowered, big unit on that bike. Zach's pretty small as well.
Yeah.
Are you you going to make sure the Masters MX take a lot more merch next
year? Yeah. I think every trade stand in the paddock will take more next year because I think they sold out of everything.
Yeah. So Masters of MX actually are a stockist of ours. They don't sell for us. They buy the stock and sell it on there for themselves, if you like. And they sold out of pretty much everything.
So if anyone was left disappointed, they should head to
the website. There was a lot of disappointed people, yeah. Especially for the sun hat.
A lot of people were messaging me saying, you need to take more stock next year. But again, it wasn't me. It was Masters of MX who bought the stock from us. But they've just placed two substantial orders today. So,
today?
Yeah.
Any more
of
my merch?
Nah.
Oh, fuck's sake.
You're a bit mixed on the sizes now, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I need to get more. I need to do another T-shirt, really.
Yeah, no. I've got one on. Bill's one.
That's appearance. Going to be a painful process.
You just got that done pretty on the DL, didn't you? I didn't see any designs. No, nothing.
We
just
had
done.
These. This Billy had stock of designs. He's still got stock of designs.
Yeah, I knew. I've got no designs. Might start mocking some up again.
Get an illustrator. You are on final cut
paint,
now.
No, I've got paint.
Paint. On your phone or on?
No, laptop.
No, he didn't just have paint on a phone.
Paint and snake. ROM. Sorry, snake.
Snake. It's not really too similar.
But I don't know much more about the race. You could talk for ages if you wanted to go into... One other thing that was good is you didn't know who was going to win any race. Mm. Like Mel, just good battles all the way. And I think that was the same with any class. Because they had three different winners out of the four races. Brad won the last race. Brad was probably the fastest, actually, all weekend, but he got bad starts. One race he was leading, I think, crashed. Mike Brown was just amazing all weekend. Villopoto was good, but says he got arm pump. Bradshaw won one race as well on the 500, which was good because the first day, no one on 500s were anywhere near the front. And then second day, Elliot Holshroyd won race, crashed, and Bradshaw was leading and sort of won it quite easy. Next race, Brad Holshroyd won quite easy, but there was good battles all the way through.
Nice. Your bike then, so what are you going to do with that? You going to sell it? You going to keep it?
I'm not really sure yet. I'll see.
Are you going to race it?
I would like to ride it a little bit more before get it set up a little bit. Do another day somewhere with it. But
what track do you think it would be good on?
I'll ride it at the ride day that we need to organise.
Oh, we spoke about that.
I think it'd be good around any track. We rode it up here, and then we swapped an engine out and give Jake the spare bike engine, so it didn't run very clean.
Why did you not want him blowing up your ass?
No, I'm only joking. Again, Jake rode the main bike, but if you're going to watch Jake's vlog, I think he had a little bit of trouble weekend with the bike.
You're just trying to keep the value of yours up.
Yeah,
there.
We want mine good, but
that
it's
wasn't
good.
that smooth a process, to be honest.
No, I don't want to lie.
He was just messing about jetting again, though.
I don't want to lie to the people, but Jake, it felt good, and it was obviously Wob's done a great job. But I think with those, that's what I meant beforehand when I said you've got to ride them before, because Jake didn't ride it. Turned up on the day, the jetting was a bit out, and he ended up playing about with it all weekend because it's only six laps.
Well, it's pretty relatively new still, wasn't it? That's the thing. Even Wob said you run them, I can't remember which way is right and wrong, but you run it lean or rich while it's new, and then you have to keep going one way or the other.
You just got to set them up. Mel set his up for ages.
Yeah, Mel's been riding this.
Yeah, Mel's done a year. Like, all year, I just see him. What are you doing today? I've been out on a two-stroke, fettling that, just up and down the field through the gears. So it didn't surprise me that he won the amount of time he's put on that bike.
Right, from one.
So Mel won the whole thing?
No, Brad actually won at the overall.
All right. I haven't seen any results, to be fair. Not that I've actively looked, but well done, Brad.
Brad won the overall. Was everyone else just scared
of him? Or?
Brad won the overall. Bradshaw was second.
Oh, really?
No, but Ben Townley did message me this morning because he watched the vlog, and I said in it, I was talking to Brad after one of the races, and I spoke with Villapoto, and he said that Brad, he was like, man, Anderson, man, he keeps pushing me off the track.
Yeah, Brad wanted to take Mel out because he was slowing him down.
Brad took me out at a club race. Well, he didn't take us out where we just smashed into each other going around the first corner. I had no skin left on my elbow from his front wheel, and both of us stayed up at a club race.
It doesn't even register, because then I said to him, Ryan said that you pushed him off the track, and he was just like, where? No, he had plenty of room. And then another time he said he passed Villapoto going up one of the hills, but Villapoto sort of, I think, gave way a little bit and give him the inside line, and he reckons that he was front wheels in the inside line, like he could have made it, but instead he went over the second line, over the third line, and pushed it into the dust berm. But Brad he doesn't even register. Like, he doesn't think anything of it. Like, it's not like I've rode him wide. It's like, nah, that's just normal.
That was my normal line.
Yeah, I'm just racing. Doesn't matter who's in my way. I'm going to get to the finish line, and he fucking won the whole event. So it was mega. But
that's sick.
Did you have fun in the beer tent Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, it's good, yeah. Beer tent was good.
I don't know, you still owe me some money. Yeah,
I did. You spent 90 quid on one.
Tommy had no cash. He said, I've got no cash. I give him a £20, and he said, that's not good enough. So then I give him all the money I had in my pocket, and he come back with none of it.
Yeah, I ended up buying a few drinks. I didn't really drink much.
You come back with three drinks and no money. So
we went to MotoGP, and Tommy left without his wallet and his van with the red light on.
To where?
To the MotoGP.
Oh, yeah, I forgot my wallet that day.
Did you play Go Together?
They still haven't paid us back.
No, or him.
No.
I'm probably at 200 quid out of the two of you. I definitely spent 90 quid of it. I got 20 quid first, and the next round was 90 quid.
Thank you. And then the pizza toppings and something else.
Yeah. No, I owed you about 100 quid for that whole day.
Plus about
good days for getting my wallet.
Plus last year's ride day.
Yeah.
Look at the smirk on his face.
What do you want for that?
We just want in, mate.
We just want to have a fair
this
share.
This time you can be in. I set all that up. You just wanted a
You just want a fair share, but it's all right. Don't worry about
Bill
it.
Bill just wants an appearance.
He was entertaining at that ride day, actually.
That's right. We talked about it yesterday. I said I just about killed myself in the process and didn't get a penny out of it.
Well, it wasn't anyone's fault but your own, you killing yourself. No one asked you to do so silly things.
I was carrot egged us on a good one. It was...
Now, you said before, we should have a long jump competition. And I says, that's a silly idea, isn't it? And he went, no, I'll jump really far on that jump.
On a downhill ski jump.
And he did jump really far on that jump. And then I just see bikes cartwheeling dust, and I just, wow. Wow. Good moment.
I think that's on some serious views.
Should we move on now?
Well, yeah, I tried to do that earlier. Why don't we go from one nations to the next? Because you got selected to the team. Mm.
Back in Team GB. They can't get rid of me, can they? I keep needing to save the country.
Well, you're propping up the sport once again, the British motocross.
No, it's good. It was good. I think it's good in a way. Obviously, it'd be nice if young kids were coming up and we had more riders to take the space. It's, I think someone said it's like 12th year, one of the Americans, same team. But it's not. I don't think I've actually rode with Max and Dean on a team more than, it's either been once or twice that we've all been together.
Matley was it that team, wasn't it?
Matley, yeah, which was the first podium, but I didn't really contribute to that much. It was all Max, the winning 1-1.
Oh, yeah, Max won 1-1.
But I can't remember in other nations where it was me, Dean and Max, can you?
Not off the top of my head. I'm not very good with stats, though, and stuff like that.
No, well, I sort of do. I can only remember that one, but it is nice to be picked. I like Red Bud, and I feel I deserved my spot this year. I've rode well, trained hard, and I'm focused on that.
We also slightly touched on this yesterday as well. You're never going to please anyone, whatever they pick, team-wise.
No, very difficult to Chamberlain. Luckily, he's got thick skin. He don't really care who he upsets. He picks a team that works. And so I think sometimes it is, yeah, you have to see what costs are involved and things, because it's not an bottomless budget. But at the same time, I think we have a good team this year. You're never going to please everyone. Everyone has different riders that they like. But I'm quite happy with the team. And I'm looking forward to it. I've been working hard the last few weeks for the last round of the British Championship. And obviously MX Nations. So I've put in some good work. Had a little bit of a steady week last week, and I have a big week this week, and then taper it down again for the British. So I've got like a little program, and hopefully I will come in ready and have a good crack. Good vlog out of it as well, I reckon, with Dean there.
Coming in hot.
Max. Yeah, I'm coming in hot.
Yeah,
I think I'll do well.
Are we going to do a vlog? For it. Shall I come?
I hope so. That's one of the main reasons I wanted to do it.
Are you coming, Bill, yet or not?
Yeah, I think I'll probably come. Can't
no.
Oh, fine. I'll not if I'm doing
one.
You
gonna come?
Yeah, why not? If you're gonna do good, are you gonna get your finger out, or are you just gonna mince about?
No, I'm really working hard.
Are you gonna have your finger out, or are you just gonna be tossing it
all the way out? I'm generally looking forward to it.
All the way out.
Can't wait. Oh, I always like nations, always trying my best, but I think this year with that track, I'm just looking forward to it. I'll work hard from now till then.
You got your suspension working?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I think I might need to go a bit harder out there on the tracks, but suspensions are so good at the minute around the tracks here, but I think we'll go a little bit stiffer, but I'll work with K-Tech on that. And,
La Rocco's Leap. Is that Red Bud?
K-Tech haven't let me down yet this year, so
is Red,
sure
is La Rocco's Leap Red Bud?
Yeah. That is, yeah.
Are you going to do it? Any tricks? Yeah. Do you can do any stunts over it?
Been thinking about it.
Knock, knock.
I'm going to build one here before.
No, I'll tell you where you need to go to get one built. Is now you've lent him your bike, Jake Nichols might let you go to his and test, because that would be a pretty good place to test.
That is my plan. I spoke to Jake at the weekend. I'm going to go down the week before I fly out. So the week after the British Championship, I'm going to go to Jake's. And I think his track's probably one of the similar, but we need rain, don't we? Everyone needs rain. He says he hasn't had any, but I think I'll go down there with guys from K-Tech. Ryan, Mark's going to come. And have a good day, good couple of days there before flying out. So hopefully I have everything set up. But I'm generally looking forward to it.
What are you going to take for your bike from here?
I think to take, I've got like a rolling chassis, a brand new bike out there.
Oh, so you're going to take a full engine?
Yeah, I think they'll take a full engine and then something to build up a spare engine if need be.
Oh, okay. So,
and then suspension and pipe, clamps. And
yeah, like so then everything else add all that suspension.
So it's pretty much going to be the same bike.
It'll be exactly the same as my bike here. Because last time I went, we had a bike problem, and then we went with Dixon. We had a bike problem in the first race that blew up with like two laps to go, and I was fourth. Tomac behind me. I expect to be behind me again this year. And then second race was on like a stocker that was shite all race. So it was a shame. But this year we're going to come in a bit more prepared, I reckon.
Oh, that's good.
I reckon. Do you reckon your bike will be better than Sexton's?
Much better. Much better.
He might ask you for some tips, set up tips.
Ken did earlier in the year, didn't he?
Yeah, last year, wasn't he?
Give him the tips, don't look like it's work for him.
Ruthless.
Well, outdoors, he struggled, didn't he?
Aye.
But, yeah, looking forward to it. What are you looking forward to about it? What are you fancying coming for? Just The crack, beer tent.
Just shouting Red
rolling
Bud.
Around
just
in the dirt, shouting Red Bud. 5 days.
Sliding, belly sliding down muddy hills.
Yeah. I think you could get a good log just walking around the
crowd. Yeah, just being amongst it. Nah, it's good, obviously. In fact, last time I went to Nations, it's because I was injured too, and I'd had the last surgery on my leg.
Which Nations was that?
In Assen.
This is the Nations that we...
We met on the first trip, wasn't it? Assen, I never really met you before, Assen, because I don't think.
Well, you were yard, but...
Had I? That's like my first memory of you.
I think there's probably about a year missing then. But, yeah, I had that the surgery on my leg in September, the last one. So that was how I got to come in. Then just so happens I'm so still won't be riding. I definitely won't be riding by then. So I think, well, I'm booked to do 2 weeks at the APC. I'm going to try and maybe make it three, and then that'll lead directly up to
I guess these know about the APC, because I would imagine you've talked about the APC a lot on your podcast.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Dribbled on about that.
I've got my timetable for the next 2 weeks.
Everyone knows about APC. And
actually, you mentioned your timetable on yesterday's podcast, which I don't know when it'll be. But anyway, you mentioned your timetable. I looked at his timetable last night. He's got 5 days of the gym, physical gym training in a row. No, he's probably never done five in a row in his life.
Fuck off.
You haven't?
I'm more than prepared.
Do you reckon? What sort of gym training?
Do you know the one?
Well, I make sure that I know I've got plenty of injuries and ailments, so it's nice and easy.
The last day. So it was.
Can you cycle?
Yeah. I can train pretty normally now, minus my wrist.
Can't run?
My ankle. Well, I actually had a go a little bit the other day.
How far did you get?
Well, I just did some sprints up and down a small hill.
What about the last day where
just
it said,
first time running, just sprints?
I don't do running long distance. It makes my back hurt.
My back's been sore the last couple of weeks. It actually feels good today.
But nah, well, I'll be honest, I've done very minimal training for about a year-ish. I did do a fair bit before that, but I am actually looking forward to getting a bit of back into it a bit. And I need to, because I haven't ridden for so long. Usually I can get away with it due to the fact that I ride my bike so much, but that isn't in my favour at the minute, so I do need to get in the gym and do some work. And for that reason, I am actually quite looking forward to it. But yeah, the schedule for this first 2 weeks is I showed Ed yesterday and he just went, wow.
Yeah, but that's nice.
I'm looking forward to it. Like, nice. It's going to be hard, but I am looking forward to it.
Day 5, 1 hour 30 physical training, unsupervised. He was well happy with that. He went, oh, that'll be
there's
it.
A PlayStation in the living room area. So that's where that'll be spent.
1 hour 30, you're going to be on it then. I think it's good for you to come back ready.
No, day 2 started at 7 a.m.
Yeah, day 2. Well, no, day 2, yeah, because that's
physical checkup and
that's
so
a checkup, so you've got to go there fasted and they take your bloods and stuff like that. That's why that's there.
What time does a normal day start there?
9, I think. No, some 8 or 9, depends
what
you have.
Hours earlier than you get up here.
It was up at 6 this morning, halfway up.
Out of the house, half 6. I was in the garage at 6:30. Ed was still in bed. I was in the garage.
I was having a shower, getting ready for my day.
I was in the garage.
I feel like I need to hold myself up on these chairs.
Why do you think I've got this neck cushion?
No, like, I keep slowly pushing down, but I'm like, I don't want to slouch, but
do you
I'm like
go
pushing
just
myself
slouch,
up.
It makes your life way better.
Do you want to go back on the stools and the table?
No, this is still better. I think that chair's better than this one I'm in.
Just relax a bit.
That's what I feel. Look, I feel like I can't relax without slouching.
Like you've got a flipping stick up your arse, man. Just relax.
Yeah, I'm trying just to be professional.
What for?
All right, I'll get down. I'll get into it a minute. It was last time my shorts keep. I wore that and I had pink trousers on. Looks like I had one of the missus' pants on last time. A little pink number here.
Yeah. Do you want to go and get the other cushion?
Still looks like I had a mum.
Do you want to tell them where we've been today, Bill?
You've had a busy day. Did we say what we'd done yesterday? Yeah, we said we took the 6:10. And then did we say... Well, anyway, we've been to Raptor. We've got 2 giveaways for you lovely people.
I need to give something away on my YouTube.
Right, well, don't worry about that for now.
I need to give a hat and Zebo and some other
That's
bits.
From your CRF 250.
You had a lot of entries to that. We did some...
700-800 comments.
Yeah, fucking, that's good going on a YouTube going, video.
He replied to all of them. There's only
400. So there's only 400. Yeah.
I more than replied. We had a chat, so we went back and forth a few times. Probably 200 comments.
Anyway, we're into Raptor today.
Well, shall we do all giveaways at the end so they've got to stay?
Yeah, so there's 2 giveaways. We'll talk about them at the end. We've been to Raptor today via Hope. We had a full tour of Hope, which that was all kind of last minute, so it's made... would be a little bit longer than we expected, but that was definitely worth prolonging the day for, because it'd been quite a few years since I got showed around, so a few things had changed, and Ed had never been. And did you enjoy your tour?
Mad place.
Big place.
Why mad?
Just little mountain bike components, and you just wouldn't think of so the madness that goes into making them.
Just such because everything's made. Well. Yeah, like everything.
You know, like a reservoir cap on top of a brake master cylinder. They obviously make them for mountain bikes, and they're tiny. But the machine that makes that, and
I was at Talon before. I've seen all that. No, yeah. Similar.
Yeah, but it's not to the level of the size of the operation here.
The operation there is big.
There's really? Like millions big. And millions and millions of pounds worth of machines. It's good.
Talon had some lot of machines.
They went, that one's £1 million, and there was the row of these machines.
Fuck me, it's a big company then.
Yeah, it's big. It's very cool to walk
They
around.
Don't sell to the end consumer. It's all business to business.
You don't know what that means. Anyway.
Distributors.
I don't know, actually.
And then we went to Raptor, which I've been meaning to do for a very long time, and I've been saying I'm going to do for a long time, so we got that done. We took them the pegs off the 610. And
do you reckon they sponsor me next year?
What did I say when we stood in there?
Yeah, we said that I thought you'd come sniffing around. Well, it just happens I'm in charge of that budget, so you want to start being a bit fucking nicer to me.
Those trousers are fucking lovely.
Which was, we took the 610 pegs, and we found that with a combination between a current Yamaha 450 hanger, like, or not hanger, the bit that goes into the hanger, and a 2006 Husqvarna, if you mix them two together, it'll get something that'll fit the 610, so the 610's getting a new set of footrests. So all in all, I've kind of just given, I know, my vlog will probably come out a similar time to this, so.
Oh, it's going to be done quick then?
No, I mean, I've given away the fact that the footrest's going to fit rather than watch the vlog, because when we first go into the factory...
It's not the 610 finished.
No, vlog. No, the 610's
that's
while
far
off.
From finished.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We've got two new mates on with that now. I wonder how far
you could
got.
Actually ride that at Vet Destinations. I don't think it has to be a two-stroke, does it?
There was one four-stroke at the Vet Destinations.
But he sorts a four-stroke, just in... Big up the hill, so you'll be like everyone would know.
No, I'd rather ride the six. I think the 610 would be pretty iconic there as well.
Yeah,
I mean, it wouldn't go for free. I wouldn't turn up on it for free. That's a signature. Like, he needs to put his hand in his pocket to get the 610 there.
You're as bad as everyone else. As bad as all the other riders that sat at home on Sunday because they didn't want to go.
But nah, I think that would actually be better. I would like that. That's an 86.
86. Wow, that is hard.
Do I get a handicap riding that thing, or?
I don't know.
What is the limit, do you know?
I don't think
because your bike was a 2000, wasn't it?
It's a 2002. You can't go anything past the 2002.
But you could go older.
You can go
older,
yeah.
Obviously you can go older. I wonder what else there's. So next year I'll be a 2003, or does it not work like that?
No.
They said they were keeping the 20-year gap, so I guess, but...
Like, but it's no different on all the bikes to 2002 to 3s. The Honda went from 2 to 7. It's pretty similar. Yams have gone till now, basically. So, wouldn't matter, really.
Anyway.
Maybe on like a Cowie or something, they may have changed. I can't really remember.
So, that's what we've done today. And then now we're back doing another podcast because Tommy didn't want to attend yesterday.
No. Well, I said that it's better for you to just get all your injury out of the way on your own.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's next on your list, Ed?
Nothing real next on the list, because we covered most of the things, but I've just been flicking through some of the questions that we put on the 2 Pro 1 Slow page again, which we left them about 30 minutes to get them in.
Yeah, we need to do that. We need to give.
Have you been to any other destinations other than...
Erne, France. We did this on a podcast.
Oh, yeah, I remember. We talked about that one, because Dylan Ferrandis replied to you.
Yeah, and you didn't believe us. I was on the back of his pit bike.
No, I didn't.
That's the weekend we met, but didn't know him, apparently.
And, well, no, he wasn't there.
I want that.
No, I met you and didn't know who you were.
No, well, I wouldn't expect you to, but I would definitely met you.
Oh, right.
Talking
was
to you
an enduro rider there or still a trials? Was you?
No, I was still a trials. That was
you were still a trials rider back then?
I ghosted him.
2015.
Yeah, you pretty much did, to be fair. I was with Andor. I knew Andor, obviously, from just being a northern fork and we were
wandering.
He knew
you still.
Yeah. And then I was, we were at.
I think that one takes a lot of beating. I
don't think that one will be beaten.
No, I agree.
I have no expectations of that to happen. The downhill world championship was in France this weekend, and there was a French 1-2-3, and the scenes looked a little bit similar.
Oh, it was mad.
Yeah, like the three podium guys were like literally having to get a police escort to get back to the truck.
Fair play.
it was going off. It looked really sick. So the Frenchies go pretty hard. I think they're pretty hard to beat in them kind of circumstances.
Yeah.
But no, I think I'm just excited to go and get amongst it, watch, support you. Hopefully,
you're going to stay in the house with us?
Whatever. Haven't thought got that far yet.
Suppose you don't need a shower in that weekend, so you can just stay anyway.
He'll be just he'll be sliding down the hill, shouting "Red Bud" in the dirt, and then he'll just turn up to the race.
Do that much of that.
You don't reckon?
You can't not do it once or twice.
We've got to go and have a look for the vlog.
You can't not get your belly out once and scream last "Red
time,
Bud."
I don't know if you're going to have iconic. Last time it was iconic because you had Pastrana do the backflip on the parade. Like, that's pretty cool. And you had Sipes, Pastrana, and Wyndham, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Did one of them
definitely Wyndham, but I don't know whether it's Sipes.
I think Sipes was called in because someone else couldn't do it, wasn't it, for Puerto Rico?
No, Matey was going to do it, Ronnie Mack.
Yeah, but they wouldn't let him.
Because he didn't have a passport. No, that was true. He didn't have a license. But obviously there's not going to be that this year, but I think it still would be cool.
That'd be good. It'd be a good crack.
I think it takes some beating the Americans.
Do you
reckon?
Tomac and Sexton.
Australia's got a strong team, though.
Oh, yeah, to be fair, Australia.
Aussie.
I think Jet Lawrence would jump in and just be as fast as anyone first time on that 450, straight in the battle with
Maybe he's going to be doing what you do on 250 two-stroke next year. Secretly, he's riding it already.
Yeah, he is. I've seen a video.
It's been on Instagram.
Is he let the
camera? AJ Catanzaro did a vlog.
Tommy's mate.
I just think he'll jump in and be flat out straight away.
Think he should. He's not going to, obviously, but it would be. I think he should just go straight to 450 and Supercross.
I don't think that's a dead cert that he's not going to.
Oh, is it not? Well, I think that's what he should do. What's the point of winning another 250 championship?
He's only won one Supercross championship.
Yeah, exactly. He's done it. Get up there.
I don't know. It's tricky, isn't it, when you're that age. But I think he's the type that could just jump straight on. I reckon he'll be straight up there battling for the win. Wouldn't surprise me if he just Holshon cleared off.
Mm.
The way he rides is very similar to you.
Have you got some more debt that you haven't paid off because someone's asking for your
probably
more money?
Yeah,
probably.
For what?
Xcast Media. Why does it take so long to pay?
I owe him 50 quid and all. I kept saying at the weekend I was going to go get it, and then I always was more than like a minute walk from the van, so I didn't end up getting it. But then I said I'd PayPal him it, and he says, "No, don't be silly. I'm going to he's going to either be at Landra. I think he's coming
this
weekend.
Why don't you PayPal it right now and make his day?
I haven't got his PayPal.
We'll find out.
He might not even have PayPal. No, I said I will, and he says
PayPal.
No.
Do his PayPal. Do
no,
a good
he wants
deed.
Cash. He wants cash.
Well, the tax man mustn't want to know about it. Then.
Cash is king.
Have you?
I don't know anyone else.
Have you met Little Bill yet?
Not since he's been kicked. I've spoken to him and stuff before.
Little Billy asked you.
Mm. Oh. He came in bit more. He's came in bit merch offers before.
Has he?
Has he got Billy Bolt merch? I tell you what, since I've had my merch, I see less Billy Bolt merch at the motocross tracks.
Oh, I said to him at the weekend at the vet, so I saw a good few. And some Ride Nutrition hoodies.
Yeah, I did see a lot of Ride Nutrition floating about.
That's good.
I think it was the bloke who owns it, though.
Well, he was in Tong, so how's that happen?
You said you see him and he went to Tong Friday night or Saturday night.
No, that's not the bloke who owns it.
No, that was Bridges. That's just a fanatic.
Yeah, I see some, but no, in general, like, beforehand at the motocross races, I had no merch, so I wasn't looking, so I may have noticed your merch a lot more, but now my merch is at motocross. Obviously, there wouldn't have been one of mine at Tong, but there is still a lot of yours.
No, there was, it's in my vlog.
Really?
Yeah, I gave him a new t-shirt for free and said, yeah, so
what,
you don't
take that off?
You don't ever have to wear that ever again. No, I didn't give him it for free. He did buy one. I mean, I pressured him into buying one purely because he walked into the stand with one on.
We had a few. We pressured some into buying one too.
And there was a couple. I got a feeling there was another t-shirt too. And then there was quite a few. Well, obviously, there's always going to be quite a few Kex bits and bobs.
There was a lot of Kex at.
Kex has taken over, Edward.
No, I'm very. Very happy about that, and also very grateful to anyone that was representing Kex at the VMXDN. And
great.
I'm sure Masters of MX are also very grateful to anyone that went and bought it from them. I think it's all to do with Little Bill, our new little athlete. Not you, Pear.
Fair enough. I'm not surprised he is.
Nah, he's.
Well, to be fair, we don't get kickbacks anyway, do we?
Do you what?
We're not on sales. We're not on.
Not on an affiliate marketing screen.
No.
I bet he is. I bet he's had a load of. 20% that's coming back his way, has he?
No.
Little Will? Yeah. Nah, he had a little care package when we first said welcome very good to the team.
I will say for a young'un, he does a good job with his social media and his little edits and his little reels and between him and his mates that putting them together, and he's for a young kid, his Instagram is very savvy, and I am very impressed with it for a little.
It's very important at the minute, I think.
Oh, that I'll be straight up honest. That's what caught my eye as well as the results.
Yeah, and I believe in this day and age, it's very important.
They did good.
Not that that's groundbreaking news to anyone, but
nah, but it's cool. In general,
no, that's cool. I'm a fan of it.
You're a fan.
What else we got to talk about?
I'm just looking again through here to see what we can.
I've got the last round of the British Championship coming
up. Yeah, how are you feeling?
Feel? I feel good.
Feel?
Like, I rode with Comrade and Dylan Walsh today, and I rode with Comrade yesterday.
Dust them up?
No, I didn't dust them up at all, but we rode, me and Comrade, very similar. He's really, really fast, Comrade. Anyone knows Comrade knows how fast he is, or watched him in general. So for me to be practicing with him, it's good. They left the track rough on the weekend, so Apex was real rutty, real technical. Just sketchy as well, so it's perfect practice. I feel good, actually. The more I'm riding, I'm feeling good. I put like a little program together myself. Wanted to have a big week, 1 week, and then last week was a little bit more mellow. I've had 2 hard weeks, 1 steady week. Hard week this week, steady week next week, big week, and then Nations Week. So
yeah, you've already said that, but thanks for telling me again.
I did explain that I had said that, and I was just sort of repeating that.
I think he was buying me some time to look through these
questions.
Yeah,
have you found anything good?
There's one quite interesting one. It says, if you could get any outside sponsors into the sport, what would you want? Or what would you like? Outside sponsors is quite
tricky. Well, anything, really.
Greg's or something like that?
Yeah, Greg's would be good.
Crocs?
Crocs also be good. Well, I guess you'd want like to bring an industry. Well, you'd want one which hopefully was in an industry that its competitors were going to see and follow and kind of replicate what happened with the energy drinks. Obviously, you don't want to kick the energy drinks out.
It doesn't really matter what brand it is, does it? It's just someone that's interested and wants in. Anyone that does that's pretty.
Yeah, anyone that comes in is good because it.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But I'm guessing they mean come in a big way, but it's hard to come in a big way.
Yeah, because then they're probably going to sponsor events or championships.
I was actually listening to something about that before, or reading something, and they says that it's hard for it to come in at the top level because the energy drinks.
Yeah, I've got it on lock. Own it,
the motocross market with Monster, Red Bull on the teams, for someone else to come in, and if a big company of that level, they want to be title sponsors. No point in coming in as like second fiddle.
Yeah,
it doesn't help their marketing. So they would need to come in, boom, at the top. But I think coming in
on a team is as good as it has been a title sponsor. Is still limited. I think if you want someone to come in, you'd need someone to come in on a series. Like,
yeah, I think they'd have to use a championship to get themselves in.
For want of a better word, I don't even know if this is semi-relevant, but like Formula One, sponsored by Rolex, the Formula One paddock, that championship sponsored by them. Something like that style of sponsorship. Not necessarily a watch brand, but a brand that came in and sponsored the series.
Something and says, right, this section of the championship or this part of it now belongs to us and this is all you're going to see everywhere, but we're going to put millions in and it's going to be worthwhile for everybody.
Could bring you onto that Supercross, World Supercross thing, because isn't as a Saudi bloke not funded all of that?
It's supposedly got a lot of money behind it. You probably know more than me.
Yeah, I know a lot.
Do you not fancy a go at that?
Mate, he did message me, the bloke from MDK. whether he was serious or not, but he was like, oh, you rode me before. We want a European rider. I don't think he's got a European rider now, but he messaged me and I did have a phone call with him.
You can't do it just as like a one-off for the Cardiff round, can you? Everything,
you can
you have
do
to
a
be with a team.
Tomac's doing a one-off.
Oh, is he?
What is the format level, of all of that? One-off. If you win three, is it like a title or what?
Yeah, the first year is 3 rounds.
3 rounds and
I
then
see
next
the schedule,
year,
it's not
there's like five or seven. It's,
yeah,
it's in the summer of next year.
But it's not three main events. It's like it's 2 8-lappers and a 12-lapper. That's how the main event is, the overall winner of the three. There's like a super pole as well. But I was speaking to the guys from Monster at MotoGP, and they said they've been in on it a lot with the, like, talking, trying to figure this out for a few years now, and that they got the guy that's behind both series. So actually, the motocross series and the supercross series rights are owned by the same person. So one's like failed, one's...
No, he's on about World Supercross.
Yeah, I know.
Not
oh, sorry, SMX. I've gone off topic now. Not but then there's the other Supercross that's going to do them 2 rounds.
Super Motocross.
Yeah, Super Duper Motocross.
Fuck, I'm lost here.
Yeah, you not so there's like another series. It's going to be 2 extra rounds at the end of the Nationals and Supercross in like a hybrid,
three,
from what
it?
I understand, 2 or 3.
And this is nothing to do with World Supercross.
No, this is so now Feld and MX Sports are now together. They like work together, right. Both championships work together, and there's going to be like a 3-round shootout.
Yeah.
Which is going to be classed as like the sports playoff at the end of the year, because it's now every race is all going to be aired on one TV. It's like, so the.
Yeah, they've came together more.
You pay for the TV package as like a broadcaster for the whole thing. So they're obviously.
Supercross outdoors. So
all
got
in one place.
Swapping channels.
Yeah,
and
it's all in one place.
Your Supercross points. Is obviously one series. Your motocross points is one series, but now there's a third series that adds your supercross points, your motocross points, and then 3 playoff rounds. But they won't be a total of like 25-25. You won't go from one round. It won't be 50 points. It'll be like a little bit of a BSB.
Yeah, like showdown.
Yeah,
I think the motocross and supercross points combined qualify you for this last three.
Like a little league.
Yeah, but then I don't think they've finalized the bits, but I think it'd be cool because then it gives someone, it's like a third series that you can compete in, and it's a massive money up for grabs. So instead of if you just get injured in Supercross and then going, oh, I'm going to sit out the last 5 races and get ready for Nationals, it might encourage people to then go, oh, well, I'm actually doing quite good in the points instead of sitting out.
Make sure
I could
get
that
into the shootout.
Because then I'll get into the shootout and then I could potentially win all that big prize at the end of that. So it's quite.
There's 10
I think
million.
It's good.
There's 10 million added to the purse.
How have I not heard about any of this?
I was going to say, where have you been if you haven't? You're so blank.
Well, honestly, I don't really think you see. You don't really look at motocross websites, do you?
No.
No, so you wouldn't have seen it.
That's probably true. But it does seem good. But I think that is also a bit in rival to where we first started with the
I don't have time to look at motocross websites. No. So I'm too busy slogging away for you, Per.
Yeah, no, you don't have a lot of time. The shift you put in the last 5 days is mental.
Thank you for the appreciation.
Even when
get
I see, well,
arse,
you've had him.
On.
No, well, you've had him running around everywhere.
He sat in the passenger seat of his van.
Same thing. Still time consuming.
He's actually edited your vlog on the way yesterday.
Yeah, no, I've had him working too.
I haven't had him working.
You have.
Okay, you filmed a little bit today,
and I edited a podcast on the way this morning.
Oh, that's purely for me, is it?
Well, no, but you've.
You don't sell any underpants on your podcast, or
no. But if you want to buy them, they're on kexunderwear.com.
If we go back to World Supercross, that are you going to go Cardiff? Yeah.
It's the same weekend as something else. No, it's the same weekend as Hispania, the last round of the World Championship, which I think I'll not race at, but I'll go to anyway.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Are you going to hand over the number one crown?
Yeah, I'm going to let the crown go. No, they want us to do some work. Facebook,
we came all the way out there last year, didn't we? That was a good weekend as well.
Yeah, that's where we went.
That was Getting, but good effort.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean Hispania. Hispania. I meant Getson, we came to the last round.
Yeah. Yes, this
year
it's in
this
Spain.
Is the bike. Here, look.
Yeah,
this went from first to seventh.
Yeah, you made a right meal in that race.
Wow.
And back to, did it come back to third or fourth?
Second, you fucking lunatic.
Second, yeah,
I thought
you'd
give it away. I remember just being like, oh my God.
That would have been so awkward. Could you imagine?
We was ready
that
to go.
It would have been awkward. It would have just been a bit shit.
Well, no, it would have been terrible.
Yeah, it would have been shy, but it's what it is. But you managed to pull it back round.
Yeah, sorted the job out. Second half.
Back to the Cardiff job quick. Dean rang you the other day and I was in the van and he wants us to vlog it, or me to vlog it on his channel or something.
I think he wants me to get the proper content in the pits and that because I was the boy at the weekend.
I've told you, there's no I in team.
No, it was good.
I've been propping up your YouTube channel for all this time and you've had one good weekend and now you think you're the fucking
man. I really enjoyed it running around with a camera. I think that's what made my weekend better because I was busy at the same time. If I'd have just been floating around with nothing to do, but instead I actually felt the need to write, right, when Brownie come back, I was like, I'll try and get him when he gets his helmet off.
Media's bomb.
And then I was like, right, I'll get that corner, that's going to be good. And then I'll try and get Villapoto. It felt a bit awkward trying to film him.
Shall we have a quick check of your YouTube, see how you're getting on?
So it made my weekend a lot more fun, even though I was working. When you got something to do, it's better, isn't it?
Did you format your cards before you went?
I was in control of everything.
I just picked it up, press play, press go. Mm-hmm.
You're 23 hours and 54 minutes in on your VMXDN vlog, and it's got 33,000 views, and it's 10,000 ahead of any other video you've
done. Yeah, they like the destination.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah, really.
That's good. It's good going. And the watch time is at like 70 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah, the watch time is averaging 70.
That's fucking good.
70. Have you had one that's averaged that before?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you have. Your movie from Ersbury.
No, it's not. That's like 12, I think.
Yeah, now.
Yeah, I suppose it drops off the more you go on. It was like 15, 16 for a good while, but 17's good.
Yeah, 17. 34,000 people have watched 17
when
minutes.
When you add it up, that's you've consumed a lot of TV time.
Mm. I'll tell you how many hours some people have sat and watched it. You talk amongst yourselves.
Well,
I haven't really got much to say to you, to be honest.
Watch time, 8,800 hours.
On that one video?
Yeah.
That's mad, isn't it? When you actually think about it.
That is mad.
The world.
You can be a part of that if you want to get your money out, anyone watching this.
What do they have to get the money out for?
To sponsor. Wait,
give me money, I'll put it on the vlog.
Fuck off. He's got too many sponsors. I actually need some more sponsors if anyone wants to sponsor
me. We'll have a little YouTube section here. I don't strongly disagree to sponsored segments, but they have to be right and fitting.
That's true.
You've really lost me at sponsors.
Yeah. It wasn't right for us.
That's good. I'm pleased you brought that topic up.
It wasn't
to get
right
it going
for us. And Tommy is going like this with his hand, and I said, no, nah, not for me.
Ed was brutal.
Can I just say,
we'll do that, mate. And then Ed said, no. And then mate went, okay. Are you sure? And Ed said, yeah, see you in a bit. And I was like, oh, thanks.
No, it didn't fit the channel. And
it did.
We're not a sellout. And I thought,
yeah, because
I don't want to, you don't want to tell people to do something or.
Yeah, I
invest
agree.
In a brand that doesn't
sometimes
fit.
It's awkward if it doesn't fit your channel. You want people to watch it and go, yeah, it's not.
Not unless you're getting the big books.
Yeah, big dough, you'd advertise anything.
No, keep it real. You don't want to.
No,
want
it's
sell
a big
shit
dough
to
you
be.
Do. Like, Matt Jones is like Squarespace. Like, you don't mind if the money's worth it. People don't mind about that.
Nah, Squarespace.
Shopify might want to sponsor.
Shopify is good for selling stuff. Squarespace is better for blogs. He has a Squarespace website for
your
Tommy Sell Training.
Yeah,
do you want to sell that way, Ray?
I know he does.
Tommy Sell Training. No, if you are. If you are interested in training with me, beep. No, I generally haven't done any this year, but I've been working harder this year than I did last year. And I think, I don't know why, it seems to have been more races this year. I think the schedule got a bit longer.
Well, no, you tend to just do them winter time anyway, don't you?
No, last year I was all the time through the season, but this year I don't know why, I seem more busy. I think YouTube's been busier this year as well.
And you've been riding a bit more than not.
Right, yeah, riding a bit more. I've been healthier, putting the effort in. Now destination, so it's one of those I don't want to take time off now. And I think for the sake of doing one coaching day, I may as well wait till everything's finished. But I will smash a load of days out October,
do you
November,
know,
but
do you know
December.
What amazes me with that? He can work the Squarespace website and add the days in and do the emails.
Yeah, I can do that. It's good. It's quite simple.
That's a pretty fucking good enough advert in itself for Squarespace.
Yeah.
We need a little
simples can do it.
Little backdoor for that if he
can
manage to work
dates,
it.
Because I was asking Ed at first, and I thought that I've got to learn this myself. But I can work that website. It's good actually. It makes my life easy for training schools. People just go on, book on Bosch. They get an email confirmation. See them at the day.
Yeah, it is. It's good. It's great for scheduling stuff.
So
like
you're a fan of Squarespace?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, it makes me a bit of money, doesn't it?
Well, not really. You have to go and do the work as well.
Yeah, but like that's made my life easier. Otherwise, you was calling people, they was texting you, then cancelling, writing on a bit of paper, who's booked in, or in your notes on your phone. Now it's just, I get a printout, Bosch, that's who's booked in, how many numbers. You can make sure the levels are right, the groups are right, so you haven't got novice.
We've had enough. Next topic.
Well, don't know. So
what else?
Here's one for you. You can address this quickly.
Me?
Both of you. Saw a few comments where you said on YouTube where you said to message me for something. What's that about?
You're getting spammed because a guy
it's gone nuts the last 2 days. Nuts. I probably had 100.
A guy come up to me at Tony.
They all think they've won a fucking e-bike.
Yeah, something. Someone's trying to scam on.
Mate, you got to let him down gently. He says, "Oh, I thought I'd won an e-bike. I was so excited, and I just put." It's a scam.
Yeah, if you get a message, something Telegram Tommy Searle or Telegram Billy Bolt.
What can we do about that?
I keep blocking them and clearing them and trying to, but they make another account. So
just have your wits about you. You probably haven't won.
If it's
not
asking
to break
you for
it
a
to
link
you.
And go down this rabbit
don't
hole.
Click anything that gets sent in. You've won.
Some people are really in on it. Yeah. They're like, oh, what? So they've clicked on it. They're like, I'm halfway through. I'm like, it's being posted out. And I'm like, nah, it's probably not going to arrive.
Yeah. We're
there
trying
was a guy actually came up to me on Sunday and said, I need you to ask Tommy. He says I have to DM him because I've won something. But,
yeah, I mean,
but I don't know how to DM him.
And I
said, like,
they've nicked the profile photos of both of your YouTube accounts. The giveaway is Telegram app, but it's like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
What, it is actually believable?
Yeah, well, life's like, thinking
oh,
sure.
Well,
probably not, Ted.
You thought you'd won the bike as well.
No, I know you won't give anything away. So,
so yeah, apologies.
No, sorry about that. Yeah, it must be annoying.
If you can do us a favour, though, just click report, comment.
Yeah, the best
spam.
Thing to do is report, block, and tell if anyone else you know that it had the same thing, report, spam.
Yeah.
They're naughty men.
I've been trying to do it. Every time I see one, boom.
Not should I report them then?
That there have to be men. It could be women too.
Just no, so you just keep chatting to everyone. I'll sort it out. Don't you worry.
You're having your
nice. There's another conversation starter. People message me. I'm like, all right, mate. No, that's a scam. And then it just goes on. Like, how was your day?
There was actually some nice comments on the Vet Designations thing saying that I've bumped into Tommy and had a chat with him.
I spent my whole weekend talking to people. I generally loved the whole weekend. People.
Well, what else are you going to do? You're not going to attempt to fuck off, are you?
Well, no, but I actually enjoy talking to a man like you.
So that's not true.
I'm only joking.
I know it's not.
But it was nice just chatting to people. Generally, like, I had nothing better to do, did I? So they ask a question, you have a little chat.
Mm.
I expect you was doing the same at Tom.
Yeah, no, I tried my day out and I don't know. Well, we're just normal people. We like talking shit as much as anyone else anyway.
Talk shit all day, you do.
Ed usually whinges about it when he gets home. But
no, I do not.
Nah.
Do you know what I find not hard? I don't mind talking to anyone. I talk to as many people as I can at the weekend. But if there's a race, and I feel rude because I don't want to miss getting a shot, you literally get 30 minutes to get a shot, and I'm like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah, when you're videoing, you're working as
when
well.
When you're videoing, it's different. I feel like you've got permission to be.
I just like
ignore
people. Nice.
Ignore people a bit more because you're busy.
Mm.
But,
oh. Bill, because you're talking about coming back in October. Will you be doing the roof of Africa?
Potentially. If I hadn't had a broken wrist, I was definitely going to do it this year. And Manny, I think, is going to do it. Me and him were going to do it. I don't know. I'm guessing he still will. I might do it. It's not a no. I'll have definitely started riding by then. It just depends on how long for. But I'd like to. Because usually the dates don't line up and it usually clashes with Super Enduro. But I think they have made an effort this year to avoid that happening. So I would like to go and do it, yes.
You going to do it, Tom?
A bit of no. You, that.
Is it?
Yeah, a bit of you. Roof of Africa.
See rhinos and hippos. Mm. Yeah?
I
had a race in South Africa and there was hippos in the river.
I remember you said.
Good race, actually.
It's not actually in South Africa. It's in Lesotho. Roxy would be very upset if I don't mention that. She likes to make sure everyone knows there's a difference.
In what?
It's in Lesotho. It's called. It's like a country within South Africa. It's just... Yeah.
Is that Africa?
Yeah, well, Africa's a continent, not a country.
Yeah, I knew that. That's silly, Bill.
And then, so it's in Africa, and it's a country within South Africa.
Like Great Britain.
Nice. Place, but there's not much there.
It's Great Britain, a continent.
Mountains. No. I don't know what it is now. Since Brexit, that's a good question. Edward, do you know that?
I wasn't listening. I'm trying to. How do I do that archive thing for the old...
I'll find it. Since Brexit, obviously, we were in Europe.
That word, Brexit, that's Europe, caused so much grief, that word.
Europe was the continent that we were in. But now, since we left, what are we in?
I don't know.
Yeah, obviously Europe's not a country.
Not
continent I'm on about, though.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I wouldn't be that silly to say Europe's a country. I'm actually really good at geography. No, I am. I'm joking. Oh,
you've got a sponsorship request on it.
Oh, yep.
This is Amped.
Oh, they want to sponsor this?
Yeah, spoke to Billy about doing something together. Let's make it happen.
Well, I did actually put it in the group, and neither of you really took it seriously.
Where is that? This is Amped.
Sticker graphics company. We're kind of promoting them a bit.
Mate. Well, can you stop that? Edit, cut that bit out. We're backyard design.
We're not.
We can design completely no, design Fuck anything off. On the website. Because it's what, the bollocks.
No. They haven't given a penny for this, so you Wait, can fuck clean off.
Do This Is Amped want to be part of Billy Bolt or part of 2Pro1Slow?
No, 2Pro1Slow.
Cool. Better get your budget out,
exactly, Tom. So you best start sharing some of that. How much you get? £3,000 a month?
No way.
No, he's not sold many stickers this month.
No, I do. They sell. They tick away, but we could do better. So if you're looking for the stickers, you
shut
can
up.
Design them all.
Just
They're new, up. Actually. 23 bytes at the bollocks. They've got new designers in, so the base templates are lovely.
Shut up.
Real good. They're just designing just mine for next year.
They're going to design your stickers for next year?
Yeah.
Why? What are you doing next year?
What are you doing next year?
It's racing again, so I need stickers.
Neither of these two morons that I work with took it really very seriously, Tim.
I didn't remember you saying it. When did you say it?
Search in the group, I put it there, the water sponsor.
How recently?
2 weeks ago.
No, I would have remembered.
Fucking search it right now.
Do I miss anything in the group chat?
I'll search it. You talk amongst yourselves.
Okie dokie. Tommy, will you ever consider doing any enduro races?
Yeah, I generally will do it. I would like to do something.
26th of the 7th, 2022.
July then.
All right.
Not 2 weeks ago.
8 weeks ago.
I'm doing an answer.
No, now. 4 weeks ago. Oh, yeah, end of August now. A month ago. Right, sorry.
I would consider racing enduro. I generally look forward to it. When I step away from motocross a little bit more, I think my plan is race full-time next year and in the year after, selected races, and then try and do a little bit while I'm still sort of in good nick. Selected enduro races. Obviously, I can't go straight into the big ones, but sometimes there is easier avenues.
I think sprint enduro you'd be good at.
No, not sprint. I would like to do the big races that will get a bit but you do the easy routes.
Oh, really? You want to go hard enduro?
I quite like hard enduro.
I'll do a two-man Romaniac with you and help drag you around in the support
club. That would be a good That would be
That's
a
what
really
I mean. Imagine us both doing it. GoPros on, it would be the bollocks.
What's one below? There's iron or something.
What did you do?
I did bronze.
Yeah, I'll do iron.
And then atom. No, I think you should do bronze.
Yeah, I think bronze. I think you'd get through bronze.
I don't know. I hate pushing my bike and stuff, but I think that's what would make it good. So
no, but
I don't just want to do a sprint enduro. I obviously would do the odd one and enjoy doing it, but at the same time, I'd like to compete at something that people are like, fucking hell, fair play is having
gonna
a go.
Do, if you're going to go for it and do a hard one, then you might as well do a really hard one, which is
can we have
pushing you to
I hate the edge. Pushing my bike.
No, I don't mean pushing your bike. I just mean just the whole concept of it.
Can we have a deal up with the organisation? Because if we've got to do it together, he won't be able to go through the street, and that's I like that bit. So I qualified quite well when we did it. But if I want to ride with him, then I got dropped back. Or can you take my
I'll bend the fast section. I'd have to go slow for you.
Yeah, but by that, what I'm saying is, if I did the street section like I did and qualify for the main race,
they should do a race that's two man.
I'd start at 6:30
in the morning. A lot of people do it as a team though. Together.
And you'd start at fucking.
But I think
8
in some.
Yeah, we'd have to finish it together.
I wouldn't
be able to get through that street section.
This year it was actually quite easy.
Everyone has to go.
You got through
them.
On rally bikes this year.
Yeah, but some of them are good. I'd have to practice, wouldn't I? Obviously, if I'm going to race Romania, it's not going to go Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm going to practice for a bit.
Nah.
But I would. I'd like stuff to challenge me. Just good things. That's my plan to race selected races.
That is a challenge for you.
Well, that would be good, though. But that's sort of. I'd like to stay riding bikes, and that's the only way to do it. I can't just keep racing motocross all the time. It's another challenge, isn't it?
I think we'd have to take a film of that if I've got a ride with you. We'd have to have someone coming out.
Yeah, you need someone to film the pit stops and all of that stuff. You would do it properly, but I think if you did it properly, you'd get a good documentary style vlog out of it.
Yeah,
it would be
you could almost because it. It'd be really hard for me to do that. It's not easy
it would be
for
a
me.
Challenge and an
I generally
achievement.
Could struggle to get over it, yeah, just a simple log. So to get through that event would be massive.
You've got everyone so all excited now, so there's no pressure would, for 2 years' time.
Stop knocking, I will, stop knocking that mic.
I will 100%. Whoa, 100% is a lot. I'd say 85% that I'll race it in.
You need to get some sponsors because
2020.
I can't imagine you spending your own money to get there.
Oh yeah, fuck! It's expensive, isn't
it's dear, yeah.
It's dear.
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing it for spending my own $8,000.
No, we'll get Monster. We'll get Monster to sponsor it.
You get decent sponsors.
Monster could need to get in that anyway because they need a rider and enduro.
You should have a rider.
I don't think you're the man for the job.
No, I'm not the man. It depends where they want to come in at.
What about bitch races?
Depends what they're after.
I was going to say Western.
If they're after results or views. If they want views, you're the man for the job.
Said to Ed this year, Western may be on the cards.
Yeah, but that's always going to be on the cards. But like Letuque or Red Bull Knockout.
No.
No.
Oh, no, because it's a motocross race, isn't it? It's not. It's not
3 hours
and
there's 1,000 other people on the track.
No, that don't interest me at all. I could do that. I don't know.
Wait until you've done Western and you've got
Western's the completely different.
It's still the same vibe, though. You still get a buzz
no,
from it.
No, the other ones are more racy than Western. Western's like a slog fest. Then beach races, they're moving. Like, the boys are... I wouldn't want to do a beach race unless I thought I could have a go at... Van Orbicken had done there last year, but he didn't manage to win. Like, Todd Kellett and Potisek are fucking fast.
That's all they do all year is... Get ready for that.
Yeah. I reckon if Jeffrey just jumped in, he'd just win it, though.
Would be...
Well, even with a year out.
Yeah, he's fucking good, isn't he?
He won... Jeffrey won knockout the year he did it, yeah. Didn't he? And knockout's pretty... Cold enough... No, Nathan beat cold enough the year I did it. Nathan won. Yeah, Nathan beat cold enough. Yeah, I did
Nathan
it.
Nathan was bloody good in that as well.
Yeah. Nathan's done going good this year as well, and in GP. Team GB have just got in the lead in the 60s ISD.
Oh, is it on now?
Today, yeah.
Second, I wonder why I kept seeing pitch.
Second day, they were like a minute behind. They were third yesterday.
America
like,
was winning, weren't they?
No, America was fourth. Was Spain. I'm not sure, second. And then Great Britain. But anyway, now Great Britain are in the lead by 1 minute 20. They've had a good day today. So,
how many days left?
Big up the boys. 4 days left. Well, 5 days and then a motocross race on the last day.
Oh, sick.
So, 3 days left in a motocross race.
Who's in Team GB?
Nathan, Jamie McCanny, Jed Etchells, and Steve Holcomb.
Good team. Very, very good team.
Yeah, good team. Obviously, Freeman's injured, but. So, it could have. Well, obviously, Jed was meant to be in the junior team, but he's got bumped up. But he's. Been right up there. I think all four guys were in the top 12 overall today, which is really good. I don't know. Stan just told us on the way here. I haven't actually been studying the results that hard. But
how is Stan?
Stan's good. Did we touch on Stan yesterday?
He said he was going to do some favours for you, and I didn't know what the favours were. And then in the van today, we found out what the favour is, and that is fucking
he's
horrendous.
Got
the favour
he was he volunteered to go and do the driving. But
Stan's getting on a flight with him tomorrow in East Midlands Airport to Barcelona at 5 a.m. And he's going to get straight out of off the airplane.
He's not. I forgot. He's stopping at the 60s on the way back.
Oh, right. And then he's going to get in his motor and drive all the way back on his own.
That's nice.
As a favour.
Got to do what you got to do, haven't you?
Fuck yeah, it. That's nice.
Would you do that?
Yeah. I done another race the other week that I'll touch on quick.
I did two stroke.
Yeah, two stroke festival. You've done that before, haven't you?
Yeah, I did that. I beat Nathan one race there. First
really?
Race. Yeah, it's a bit different.
What, win the race?
No, I didn't win the race. Can't remember who won the race. Might be Mel.
Tommy almost actually, got tackled Mel, by John Mel, Adamson's
Mel,
body.
Mel got a bit mad at that race. Not at me. I can't even remember who it was at. But
I remember the story.
It got a bit heated with Mel, bless him.
Mel takes no prisoners on track. He's like a mellower version of Brad. But
yeah, I think...
He's not scared to get into it, and he just
and then no after
it.
He picked the wrong bike up afterwards.
Yeah, I remember who done it. Was it Burrows?
Yeah, it was Burrows.
Yeah, I remember.
And then Mel picked the wrong
good
bike
race,
up
though.
To get on it.
What did you take him out?
Yeah, I can't remember. They were both on the floor. I think Mel went in a bit hard, and they both hit the deck.
Oh, it wasn't. You didn't crash with you?
No, I wasn't actually part of it. There was two separate stories going on there. But yeah, no, I thoroughly enjoyed it when I did it a few years ago. I did it on a two-stroke. There was no four-stroke class the year I was there.
No, I think it's cool to have a pro class. I'd like to do it on a two-stroke, but I'd enjoy doing the pro class. Track was mint. Dave Willett put on a great race.
The track
Red Bull like that.
Track looked a lot better when you did it to when I did it, to be
track
fair.
Track was sick. It was some people didn't like it, but it was old school, hard pack, blue groove in places, some ruts. I really enjoyed the day.
Yeah, no, Red Bull are a fan of it.
Red Bull, a huge fan. I see Toby there.
You're not supposed to give his name out.
Really?
He likes to be incognito.
Oh, I see him there, Toby. And then that was a mega race. So I've done a bit of racing lately. Oh, no, I didn't race. It feels like
talk
I raced
us through
weekend.
Well, you nearly got fucking tackled by John Adamson's bike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd seen a video. He's let's talk about him for a second. He's had a good one.
He's had a big...
John's had some big crashes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I've rode with him a few times in the last month. The man can fucking ride a bike.
No,
it's
he's
good,
quick,
he, and he put so much effort in, so I can't knock John.
Do you know where it started off? It started off at Fat Cats. He was sending... He didn't crash, but did he collapse a wheel? Am I thinking of the right person?
No, Gilbert collapsed the wheel. John just had a crash.
Sorry, Gilbert collapsed the wheel, yeah. But he was sending the same...
John was in front
single.
Of me all around there. Yeah. Well, I actually had gone to Belgium with him the week before.
Getting keeping a bit much for you now.
What's the time now?
What's the time?
How long have I been here?
You've been here 1 hour and 10 minutes.
Oh,
it's 6:15.
That's
you're
it.
Right.
These morales drop now. Heads down.
Let's go.
Let's get this over. So we'll wrap it up now. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week.
But he works really hard, John. He's getting better and better. But man, he's had some big crashes.
Hawkstone
was
one was
a wow. Seen. Couple of crashes there. Big jump, apparently. I didn't see it, but I know it's big. But the crash was also big. And then he was in front of me at Selinge, the two-stroke festival. And then, yeah, again, had a little crash that ended up quite a big crash.
That but crash awkward, got worse as it went on.
Yeah, awkward yeah. section, really. I think I might call Dave and tell him to just mellow that out with the how the ground is. Come off the one before like a drop off. Was that section there when you was there?
No, the track was reversed when I was there, I think.
Oh, really? It wouldn't be bad if that was going the
you
other
went,
way.
You went
off the start. The start may
so
have been awkward.
You went, yeah, but I'm almost certain it was reversed. It was like if you're looking from
which
where
way
this,
did you go off the start, right or left?
Left, like via left and then a right.
Yeah, no,
the start went all the way to the
what
bottom
about
of
the
hill.
Chicane through the trees?
That's what I'm saying.
Up
yeah.
or down?
Well, there's two chicanes, a chicane up and a chicane down. But the fast one,
no,
the fast one, you went down. You were going down, weren't you, when you go near the fence.
When you went back across the start line.
Yeah.
You was it on your left or on your right?
The start line was on your left.
Yes, the other way.
I then. Thought it was the other way. Opposite direction. But
the track's brilliant. And what I liked about it was, because it don't get used a lot, there was still like, the levels were all high. So if you ran off the track, it was fine. Real safe. But
John,
yeah,
John's cool. crash sort of. It all went wrong when the front fork fully compressed and then...
I know exactly what he done. I watched it and he nearly done it a couple of times. He, so I kept my distance. but it was blue groove, so he's got on the power. The bike's sort of gone down, but then at the top of the jump, he sort of let off the power because he obviously didn't want to go like too far on the jump.
Gone new
so way. Then it's gone the other way and then like, I was just when come you get on the power... The rear goes down as he's let off the power just before the top. The rear's then sort of come back on him and he's turning because of the...
Yeah, so he's at the back
yeah,
end's
so
come
then
up
the front's
opposite
dropped,
way.
And yeah, he's just gone so over. Like it was, it's very easy to do on that section. I was taking it really easy through there, both races, but...
Where did you come in them races?
2-1.
Who won the first one?
Comrade. Oh.
He done as usual.
Nah, sleeping in the first one. Did him for the overall.
No,
I
just took
had three.
In the first
he had
one,
three hole shots in the second race.
Yeah, the gate malfunctioned, but it was good for start practice. but yeah, I won the second race quite easy. The first race, I was like fourth, and then I took it too easy. Everyone was keen as fuck going fast, and which you should do in a race. But I was sort of steady.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
I was steady, and then I was picking them off one by one, and a couple of crashed, and then Conrad was in the lead, and then I was like, oh, I'll just win the next one.
And then Conrad said, oh, why would you do that?
Yeah, he wasn't happy. He's like, how'd you get the start and go so fast in the second race? Just like, yeah. I just like
couldn't really
race.
Be bothered
I
to
generally
try
takes
the first
me,
one.
I generally warm up throughout the day. As long as the day gets, if I had a third race, fuck me, I'd be fast.
It's just far
even
to
practicing
get to that place,
the same. I practiced with Conrad last couple of days. First session he's faster than me, and then second session we're about even. But I just warm up into it. I think it takes me a bit, but I'm just older now, aren't I? come out in all guns blazing, first race, stone cold.
Hit the deck, no good, is it?
No, not at that race. Obviously, at British Championship, you've got to come out guns blazing straight off the bat, but that one, I was happy to go. Just race and take my time.
Aye.
Top tier.
Anything else you want to get out?
No.
of course not. You ready for he's ready for off.
Well, no, obviously next month. We probably won't do a... I don't know.
No, let me talk you through this one. Billy wants us to fucking bandage all this up and pack it all up and take it to America.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, it would be good if you can do it. I mean,
we don't need everything. I'm getting the lights and probably not that essential.
No, the lights aren't, but tripods and cameras.
Up to you guys, because I won't be taking part in the setup, will I? Or carrying it.
Well, we'll drag you in for a quick 20 minutes.
Yeah, no, I'd happily do the interview.
I think it'd be good. Do one. Use.
Do you think you can take these sofas on the airplane?
No, not the sofas, I don't think you mean, do you? You have to ship it all.
We could fly in a cargo plane and sit on them all the way there, so we don't have to take a seat up.
That'd be more comfy.
But no, I think it'd be good. Do like a pre-race one, so you, Dean and Max, can do a pre-race one and just get the nation behind you.
That'd be mega.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It would be nice if we was all here, but I suppose you can do it there. You might be able to borrow someone's... that's better. I was getting too slow.
I feel
like the pre-race one though. Well, I don't know. We'll have to have a little think about it.
It's doable. Stop being so negative. It's doable.
It's definitely doable, and there's a lot of people.
You can condense it, like,
because if I go, I'm not going to go till later in the week.
Well, yeah.
Well, we're all staying at the same house.
I watched you edit it this morning. It took 20 minutes.
All right, fucking hell. Sorry.
So destinations were all Mark, which I think is one of the best things that Mark's done since we've been going. Everyone's in the same house. Nice. It's team atmosphere, good.
So
you can host it then, do your own little show.
That's probably I could a bad quite idea. Easily do it at the house. We can all sit down and do a podcast. I think it'd be that part's easy, even if it's quite a short one. But it'd be nice to actually do it with me, Max, and Dean and Mark.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good idea.
They do that on Friday at the track.
Yeah, you can do that.
No, they do.
Yeah, they do a press conference.
Yeah, well, they're always a bowel event team and all. Everyone puts loads of effort into them.
No one says nothing. Exactly. Everyone, you may as well just press copy.
It's like having you.
That's what he wanted to do at the weekend. He wanted to have it on his dictaphone because he's getting a sore voice. He wanted to say it once and just press play to everyone.
A lot of the conversations you have are the same.
Mine too. How's your wrist?
Well,
I just get asked about the pair of you.
How's your wrist?
Where's Bill?
Well, it's all right. Pins are still in it. I haven't moved it yet, so it doesn't really feel much different. But they come out on Wednesday, so it should be all right.
How many times did you say that?
Quite a few.
What, like over 200?
No, there weren't that many spectators, to be fair. Didn't really line up for like how busy the stall was and sales and stuff like that. It didn't seem like there's many
people driving from far just to come to the stall.
No, because you wouldn't pay to get in and not watch the race, surely. Because I was walking around to watch the race, but I thought for how busy the stall was. I think it was because they made the track a lot longer than normal, so it was spread out. I did a full lap watching the main race, trying to like video a few crashes or something. I didn't see a single crash.
Really?
Yeah, it was all spread out. But I think it was just...
Was it a tough race?
It was quite easy because it was so dry compared to normal. Like usually that race is first week of January and it's the hardest part is the fact you can't feel your fingers and it's just a bog from start to finish and you just got to survive the elements, really. So... it was quite a contrast to usual around there, which, from what I've gathered, everyone was happy to with it and to ride it in those conditions and pleasant surprise. So I think it was a success. It was Will ran his own race. It was, you know, Will.
Yeah.
Of course he knows Will. He's best mate, Will. Will takes him on.
Yeah,
Will, the tour guide, he put the race on by, like, he organised it all himself. Wild Wally's that. One in boxing, doing it, the mud race.
Ah.
That looks a bit of you.
Yeah, that's a funny vlog. I watched that for about half hour, people getting stuck in the mud.
Shall we?
Yeah, we've got giveaways.
Shall we sort the giveaways out then?
Right, well, first of all, we've got a set of foot pegs.
God. Bill's knocking everything off. Anyway.
Set of Raptor foot pegs.
That's where we've been today, and Bill's put these in his van.
You're not actually going to win these ones.
Why?
Well, I suppose if you want, depends what bike that you have. You're going to have a choice for your bike.
Some like five down, five back. Some like level.
They look nice.
Do you think you like them on your bike next year? I don't. These are for KTM. Would they be any good?
Do you know what we saw this morning on
so light.
On the whiteboard
that
today.
That is actually pretty cool.
Cooper Webb, he's ordered 12 pairs and he's having a bit of a mix by the looks of it. He's got loads of different levels.
Oh, that is cool that you can change your heights.
Yeah, he's got 10 up, 10 down.
Cooper Webb, KTM use these.
Yeah, Cooper Webb had all sorts. They had J-Mart was getting plus 5.
Bill was bending Tomac's pegs. The new
Styles ones. Robertson.
Tomac uses these as well.
Right, this is... I'm kind of giving away my vlog a bit, but...
No, but you can sell your 57 pegs.
The teeth bit, you see how it's all one piece?
Yeah.
So every single set of foot pegs is all bent in like with the same machine, and they use this shitty old 50-year-old oven to heat the metal up.
Hob.
They place them. It's hard to describe. Can you do a better job than me?
No. A ring hob that gets hot. They place one there and warm them up. Bill's vlog will do a bit better job of it, but yeah, it's literally...
It's from a World War II kitchen.
On a list, is on it? The whiteboard, it tells you exactly who's having what, and the names are every rider you can ever imagine.
And like, it's just it is old, but like, it's just not what you'd expect. And like, I wanted to... they're getting a new factory at the end of the year, but I really wanted to go and do a vlog whilst they were still in the old one, because it's like where they've been from the start, and they're like, you wouldn't think...
Oh, that's
such
nice.
A good product that gets sent all over the world on like every race team. Well, not every, but all the big race teams.
How much do they retail at?
To be honest, I couldn't tell you. Stan's probably your best prices, though, if anyone wants them. So anyway, if you want to win these, comment down below.
No, wait, before you give away, tell them about your 57 pairs of them.
Also a good idea. So there's going to be a limited edition 57 set that are going to have, BB57 logo. 4 stars to go with the 4 world championships I've won, all with Raptor pegs. 1 bike's missing.
Bill's signed every box today,
I've
numbered the boxes.
Every box and put 1 out of 57, 2 out of 57, 3 out of 57 on all of them today. So they're going to be available pretty soon. Keep your eyes out for them.
On the Raptor page, website.
Raptor, they're going to buy them on the Raptor website, but when they become available, you're going to see them everywhere. Vlogs, Instagram, whatever. So we're ready.
But for now, you're giving a set away.
I like them.
So we're going to give one set away. Are you going to enter?
How are they going
to
do it?
I would like to try and get some different ones to test for myself.
Well, I could think about...
Do I have to talk to you?
I could, yeah.
Is there a more sensible man
legitimately,
I could talk to?
No,
there's no...
No, you're legit.
You're the most sensible bloke right about
that. Yeah, yep. I'm the one that does his business.
Or you could speak to Stan.
Comment pegs.
Stan, I'll talk to.
No, not pegs. Shit thing to do. Don't comment pegs. Just comment on pegged. This on this video.
Pegs? Pegged? No. Pegging?
No. Don't comment any of that. Just comment anything. Just
comment anything.
And not the word video. Anything. And just write something good. A suggestion of what we should do. Thanks for the podcast. Question for
feedback.
The next one. Anything.
That's nicer than just anything.
And then next giveaway, I've got 2 for you. So we'll do it on Instagram, I reckon, so you can clip it up.
Right, go on then.
I've nothing to show you.
What's this one? I don't even know this
Hope.
One.
Hope.
Oh, aye, yeah.
So we went to Hope 2. Which is a vlog for later down the line. It was a bit of a weird moment with my hand. So went to Hope 2, and they're going to do a giveaway because they've also helped me out and looked after me for a while. They're going to give away a set of brakes for any mountain bike. All you got to do is comment on this Instagram post. Tell them what mountain bike you're going to put them on. Happy with that?
Yeah, if you want. So if you want some Hope goodies for your mountain bike,
head over to the Instagram post, which Ed's going to clip up. And if you're only here from Instagram, to enter the competition, go and watch the full podcast, because we're really good at podcasting, aren't we?
Aye. Oh, we are. While we're at that, TikTok, we've got a 2Pro1Slow TikTok now.
So we'll give them on TikTok then, or Instagram?
No, but just have a look at that and all, 2Pro1Slow.
Have a look at that. I haven't really done it for the last few weeks. You haven't done it at all. Well, you never did it to start off with.
I don't know how to upload a TikTok video still. Ed done on mine.
Yeah, well...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You'd never tell.
We'll pass the torch on to you. You can, sure you can learn that. You've learnt Final Cut.
Yeah. I need to get start that back up. I'm going to forget everything I learnt otherwise.
Have you got a giveaway or are you done?
Nah, fuck you. He's not giving anything away.
His giveaway's in the... In the
I've
CR
got to give away the stuff I've offered, said yeah. I'm going to give away. That's all I've got to do.
So you've got to do a random comment selector.
That's, there you go. That, to be fair, there's two fucking good prizes I've just given away there. That's
yeah.
You're getting on 500 quid probably is worth of goodies there for you.
Yeah, the hope stuff's good and the wrapped stuff's good, I agree.
So big love to Bill.
Well done, Bill. Well,
they're
good,
yeah, they're solid giveaways. Yeah. I mean, before we was giving away bike mats.
We'll try not to leave it 2 months until the next threesome.
Bit odd. Very Let's on. Go do it then. See you in a bit.
Right, thanks very much for watching. We'll see you soon.
Oh, gosh.